Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. I'm here with Jim Cassidy. And today we're going to look at the book, So Pastor, What's Your Point?, written by Dennis J. Pruto. It was published by the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals a few years ago, back in 2010. But Jim, tell us about this book.
Yeah, thanks, Camden. This is really a fine book. We've actually interviewed the author on Christ the Center. I don't remember the date that we did the review or did the interview with him. But I have picked up the book since then. I read the book not at the time in which we did the interview with him, but subsequent to it. And I just wanted to say how helpful I found this book. It's very practical. It's very nuts and bolts oriented, but it's not devoid of theology either, which is what I appreciate. So let me just take you, if I could, Camden, through the basic order of contents, and I'll just go ahead and comment briefly as we work our way through. Part one talks about worship and preaching. And one of the things that I appreciate that he does in this book is he brings worship into proximity to our theology and our doctrine. He brings preaching within the context of our doctrine and practice of worship, our understanding that preaching is not something that is done subsequent to worship, and it is itself an act of worship. And not only in the preaching of the word, but also in the receiving of the word by the congregation. So the giving and the receiving of the word preached is itself an act of worship. I think that the way in which we see so much of modern day liturgy among evangelical churches, even those of a Calvinistic bent, you kind of have worship set off from the message. So you've got your time of singing, your time of worship, your time of prayer, and of course, a collection. And then you have the sermon, which is kind of like this thing that's very different altogether. I think that our liturgy as Reformed Christians would do well to integrate more intimately and seamlessly our preaching with our worship, with our singing of the hymns, so that we understand that we're not worshiping only when we're singing hymns, and then when we preach, when we're preaching and listening to sermons, we're doing something different. It's one and the same. And so that first section, part one, worship and preaching, again, itself is worth the price of the book and worth your digging into. He does a very, very nice job there in integrating practice and theology. Part two is the sermon preparation procedure applied, okay, and particularly in this context to the epistles. And so And he's going to do that throughout. Part three is going to be sermon prep procedure with other genres. So he'll go into the Old Testament. He'll talk about procedures and principles on exegeting and preparing sermons from the Psalms. And then he'll give concrete examples. So, for instance, he'll give a concrete example of a sermon from Psalm 137. He'll go ahead and talk about Old Testament narratives. He'll give a concrete example from Genesis 6, and then he'll talk about the prophetic literature. He'll give a concrete example from Habakkuk, and then New Testament literature, concrete example from Mark 5. And by the way, what really turned me on to this book, I mean, we had done the interview with him before. I had seen the book floating around the internet, and here we are 3 years later. But what turned me on to the book actually was last year when I went to the Banner of Truth conference. Pruto was there doing a kind of workshop during that conference where he went ahead and he preached a sermon, and I believe it was the Mark 5 passage that he has here in the book. And he went ahead and he preached the sermon. He gave a condensed version of it. At least he tried to. I mean, you know, it was still like, 25 minutes plus or whatever. And then he went ahead and took the rest of his time with us as a group of pastors and went through the sermon and talked about why it is that he did what he did there and how the parts integrated and actually pulled apart his own sermon and took opportunity to show the rationale for why it is he did what he did in the sermon itself. And so, and then of course he finishes up with part four. Presentation, is a big deal, and talks about style and passion and extemporaneous preaching and et cetera, et cetera. So, what I really enjoy about this book is that, it really is a nuts and bolts, hands-on type of book. You're not going, it's not like, Dennis Johnson's book, Him We Proclaim, which is a wonderful book, and it does have practical elements to it. But it's so stacked on kind of a theology of preaching and redemptive historical hermeneutics, which is what gives Johnson's book such great value, and there is wonderful value to that book. I couldn't recommend that book enough. But what really makes Pruto's book so very helpful is that without disconnecting theology, particularly the theology of worship. So you're not going to get a whole lot here by way of redemptive historical hermeneutics, as we love that in the Vossian tradition, and that's something we want to hold up high, right? You know, because we've talked about this in Reform Forum, right. Till the cows come home, right? You know, talking about the relationship between biblical theology and preaching, and the absolute value of redemptive historical hermeneutics and the practice of faithful Reformed biblical theology and the covenantal theological tradition. We want to say that this is of inestimable value for the preacher and for the Church of Jesus Christ. Now, Pruto, you're not going to get all that. Now, that doesn't mean that the book is weakened because of it. It just means that the book focuses on another area. And the other area that it focuses on so strongly, and where it's just so, so helpful, is for a first-time preacher or an early young preacher to come along and get these nuts and bolts principles in place. It will help you to avoid boring, over-the-head type of sermons that we hear so often from preachers these days, even in the Reformed tradition. Let me just say one last thing in terms of its value. Its value is not just for its young first-time or up-and-coming preachers. It is for them. But what I've also noticed just in my time going around the OPC and the PCA and being in different churches, and with myself, as I've looked back at my sermons, I'm 10 and a half years in the ministry now, and as I've looked back in the last, 4 years or so, I've found, this is, going up to the time of my hearing Pruto last year at the Banner Conference, I've looked back at my sermons and I say, oh boy, they're poorly structured and all this stuff, and as you go along in the ministry, you get a rhythm, time goes by, some of the earlier practices you had were zealous for when you came out of seminary have kind of loosened up a little bit, and sermons have gotten sloppy over time, at least with regard to me. I've seen it in other preachers as well, and when I came to Pruto last year in the Banner Conference, it was like a rubber band snapping back into place. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It had gotten loose and now it's gotten tightened up again, I think. I mean, you'd have to ask my congregation that. But I mean, he really challenged me to come back and get back to the basics, nuts and bolts type stuff that helps sermons become listenable by the congregation, right? I don't even think that's a word. But, it helps to communicate the truth of the text in a way that's nuts and bolts, practical and essential for clear, precise communication. And so because of that, I would recommend for pastors that have been at the ministry for a while, go ahead, pick this book up, challenge yourself, flip through it, read through it. You don't have to read. The nice thing about this book, Camden, is that it's not the type of book you have to read cover to cover. You know what I'm saying? It's a reference tool. It really is. And so you can, you could spot check yourself. So if you're preaching through the epistles, you could read his section on the epistles. You're reading through the prophets, check out the section on the prophets. you'll most importantly of all, read those opening sections about the practical structure of sermons, etc., and challenge yourself to come back again and to and to reorient your sermons to make them that much more precise, that much more clear, maybe not precise, but at least concise, so that your sermons become all that much more clear to your listeners, that when they come away on Sunday morning from your sermon, they say, you know what, I got the point. And that's, of course, the title of the book itself. What's your point? And Pruto is constantly hitting home that significance, that the pastor be clear about his point, so that when people walk away from the sermon, they walk away ingrained in their minds the message, the point of the message that you want to give to them and preach to them and to take home with them. I think that there's great value in that, and that can be done within the context of a redemptive historical hermeneutic and a desire to preach biblical theological sermons as well, especially, perhaps we might say. So go ahead, pick up the book. Challenge yourself, refine your preaching, and I think that both you and your congregation will be blessed by it.
Good. Of course, that interview we did with Dr. Pruto, we titled The Point of a Sermon. It was Christ the Center, episode 143. So if you go to reformedforum.org/podcasts/CTC143, it's Christ the Center 143, you'll find it. You can download it and listen to that interview with the author. But the book, of course, titled So Pastor, What's Your Point?, published by the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals back in 2010, is available on Amazon and other places. We'll have a link to that book in the episode description. Thank you for listening. This has been the Reformed Media Review.